Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up. Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6. Today we'll kick things off with a quick rundown of the 2022 general election preliminary results. Then we'll cover a few topics that were addressed at this week's county council meeting, including the county's designation as a rural planning organization and what that means, as well as an introduction of the most up-to-date mental wellness strategic plan for the county. Finally, we'll close it out with a recognition of Veterans Day and remind our listeners about an important upcoming community engagement opportunity. All right, let's get into the news.
The 2022 general election took place this past Tuesday, November 8th, and we just wanted to take a moment to review some key local preliminary outcomes. To clarify, we're reporting on these as of Thursday, November 10th. The canvass to certify the official results is not until November 22nd. Okay, so Summit County Attorney Margaret Olson, Summit County Sheriff Justin Martinez, and Summit County Clerk Eve First are positioned to remain in office. Cindy Kies, former finance director for Summit County Health Department, will become the new county auditor.
It also looks like Chris Robinson is positioned to maintain seat D on the Summit County Council, and Candace Hart currently is in the lead for seat E on the council. As for the school board seats, there were two races for North Summit School Board, seats 4 and 5, which Kevin Orgill and Vern Williams are in the lead to win. Matthew Weller and Olivia Gunnerson are in the lead for the open South Summit School Board seats, and Meredith Reed and Nick Hill look like they'll take the Park City School Board seats. Again, we'll circle back on these in a couple weeks after the canvass has taken place.
Moving on to this week's county council meeting, first, the council approved the designation for a Wasatch Back Rural Planning Organization. You may be wondering what a rural planning organization is, and you're not alone. It's a new concept to me, too. Bridget, do you want to explain it a bit more?
Sure. So in 2016, Congress elevated the role of local officials in statewide planning so that states, which is in this scenario state entities like UDOT, must cooperate rather than consult with local governments. An RPO will do a number of things, including develop regional long-range multimodal transportation plans, prioritize transportation projects the RPO believes should be considered for funding in the statewide transportation improvement plan process and in local transportation improvement programs, foster the coordination of local planning, land use, and economic development plans with state, regional, and local transportation programs, and provide technical assistance to local officials.
The Wasatch Back RPO that Council approved this week will consist of Summit County, Wasatch County, and the cities within them. Each community will appoint one representative as a member of the board, and Mountainland Association of Governments will act as the administrative and technical staff to the board, as well as provide coordinating consultant services and prepare and administer the annual work program and budget. At the end of the day, the most important thing our listeners should take away from this is that by establishing an RPO, Summit County's transportation priorities will be elevated with UDOT because we have a seat at the table now to advocate for them.
Next, the council approved a mental wellness strategic plan that will address gaps identified in mental health and substance abuse treatment services within Summit County. The development and execution of this plan is a community-based effort and would not have been possible without the work of countless individuals and organizations in the Summit County community.
This strategic plan serves as a document to guide the community's shared goals in mental wellness. These goals include expanding community access to mental health and substance use programs and services, increasing prevention and education around mental health and substance use, ensuring success and sustainability of mental health and substance use programs, establishing systems to support life during recovery and reintegration into the community, ensuring equity of mental health and substance use programs and services for our Latino population and underserved community members.
By working towards these goals and addressing issues of mental health and substance use, the quality of life for all Summit County residents will be enhanced.
Okay, up next, join Summit County, Park City Municipal, and our local resorts, which includes Deer Valley, Park City, and the Utah Olympic Park, at the Park City Hospital Blair Education Center this coming Monday, November 14th, from 6 to 8 p.m. for a community presentation and open house about the upcoming winter season. Dinner and childcare will be provided.
If you're unable to attend in person, the presentation portion of this event can be viewed live on Zoom. However, questions will not be taken via Zoom, so please join us in person for questions and conversation. You can find the Zoom link and more information on summitcounty.org right there on the homepage under Summit County News.
Finally, this Friday, November 11th, is Veterans Day. Each Veterans Day is a remembrance set aside to honor those who have defended our country. So today, we want to pause and reflect on the sacrifices of the men and women who have served our nation, ordinary Americans performing extraordinary service.
We express our sincerest gratitude and deepest appreciation to and for all veterans. Thank you for your service, sacrifice, and selfless valor. And in case you missed it, we've been highlighting Summit County veterans all week. You can go to the summitcounty.org homepage and find the Summit County Veterans highlight under the news section to read their stories.
All right, that's all the news we have for this week. Tune in next week for more on Summit in 6.